Howard Spiegler fights for art justice. He graduated from Columbia University's law school in 1974 with the hope of doing public good.
If someone had told me in law school even that I have a crystal ball and I see in your future that you're an art lawyer, I probably would have said, what in the world is an art lawyer?
Because there weren't any. Spiegler, his partner Lawrence Kay, and their late mentor Harry Rand helped create the field. In their first case, resolved in 1982, the lawyers representing the East German government recovered a pair of portraits owned by one of its museums. During World War II, government officials had hidden the art in a German castle. Occupying American soldiers pilfered it at the end of the war and sold the paintings in the U.S. The firm's victory marked the first time that a foreign country had successfully sued in the U.S. to recover cultural property. About a dozen years ago, Spiegler started working on cases involving Nazi-looted art. Historian Mark Mazurofsky is the co-founder of the Holocaust Art Restitution Project.
Howard's a mensch, is somebody that I hold in very high esteem because of his ethics, and he has had some of the more challenging cases that have appeared so far in the restitution arena.
Mazurofsky often turns to Spiegler to discuss thorny legal and ethical questions, and there are plenty of those, often raised by an artwork's inadequate provenance. In the art world, that's the paper trail that proves a painting or sculpture is not forged or stolen. Mazurofsky says Spiegler's cases have forced the art world to look more closely at a collection's origins.
I think his legacy is just to set higher standards and to remind the art market, the museum world, that they're accountable and to accept the fact that many items have come in under their jurisdiction with no clear provenance and clearly acts of theft. And until they put their heads together and decide to clean up their collections, they will be accountable.
This month, Spiegler and his colleagues at the New York firm of Herrick Feinstein settled one of art law's most vexing, prolonged cases for the heirs of a Jewish-Austrian art dealer. In 1938, the year Austria was annexed into Hitler's Third Reich, a Nazi party member stole the Vienna dealer's property, a painting by Egon Schiele called Portrait of Wally. The work ended up in a Vienna museum, but was seized by the U.S. government while it was on loan to the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Spiegler's firm won a $19 million settlement for the heirs. The Vienna Museum will retain the painting, but the display will now include signage indicating its Nazi-looted past. In 1993, Spiegler earned the gratitude of the Republic of Turkey for recovering 6th-century gold and silver treasures, which had been stolen by tomb raiders, and eventually sold to New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. Spiegler recalls his visit afterward to the Turkish Museum displaying the reclaimed treasures. He was accompanied by a Turkish official.
He explained to the people watching that we had helped, you know, recover it, and it was a remarkable reaction of patting us on the back and smiling and ushering us up to the front so that we could see it. And it brought home the fact that this is what we do this for.
Christopher A. Marinello, general counsel for the Art Loss Register, a private clearinghouse for missing artwork, says Spiegler is uniquely suited for this delicate work and a mentor to many.
Well, it's Howard's gentle manner that really is a benchmark for young attorneys entering into art law. I mean, art law is different. You've got different personalities. You've got families that have suffered in the Holocaust. And the TV model of the obnoxious New York City lawyer just doesn't work in the art world.
ARCA is pleased to bestow the ARCA Award for Lifetime Achievement in Defense of Art to Howard Spiegler.
Earlier this month, Spiegler accepted the award from ARCA, the Association for Research into Crimes Against Art, in an appropriate setting, an ornate Italian palace in the Umbrian town of Amalia, complete with fresco-covered ceiling. In his acceptance speech, Spiegler addressed critics who've called him and his clients bounty hunters. Some museum officials have argued that these stolen artifacts should remain in the museums where they can enrich the world. But Spiegler insisted that what's lost in this argument is justice.
Let us not forget that these artworks are being recovered for the heirs of their true owners. They were taken away from them by the murderers of the Third Reich, often in the course of carrying out the final solution. Who, except the families of these owners, have the right to decide what to do with their property.
Spiegler said at the award ceremony that the most poignant and chilling reminder of the importance of returning stolen art came from Adolf Hitler's Secret Service chief, Heinrich Himmler.
Himmler once declared that the Nazis had to kill all the Jews because if not, quote, their grandchildren will ask for their property back. We and my many colleagues in this field are very proud to say that we have helped to prove Herr Himmler quite correct.
Spiegler admits that there's still plenty of work to be done. However, after bitter fights with museums over antiquities from Turkey and Guatemala, he's gratified to see some changes.
Italy and Egypt and other countries have been able to enter into agreement with museums all over the world and avoided litigation so that there seems to be a new spirit of agreement, which certainly wasn't there when we started.
You could risk putting yourself out of business.
If I spent all my time helping to negotiate amicable settlements between the parties, I'd be a very happy man.
After years of recovering art, the man who didn't know what art law was now dabbles in collecting himself. He and his wife buy masks and fans during their travels. And Howard Spiegler says he's confident the art is never, ever stolen property. For VOA News, I'm Nancy Greenlace in Rome, Italy.